还没有交通之前，可不可以跟隔壁的弟兄姊妹朋友说一声平安？
Before I share, would you just say a greeting to the friends around you?
我们把耶稣雅记二十四章十五节最后的一句话啊，我们再念一次啊。
Can we read again Joshua chapter 24, the second part of verse 15, one more time?
我先念啊。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。我们一起来念，中英文一起来念。
Let's read it together. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我们再一次啊
，One more time。
至于我和我家，
we will serve the Lord。
我们再念一次啊，我想很简单啊，盼望这几句话可以背下来，甚至进到我们心灵里面。
Let's read it again. This is very simple verse. I hope that we can memorize it and remember in our heart.
预备来，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。这一句话是耶稣雅年老的时候所说的。
This sentence was spoken by Joshua when he was in his old age.
那这句话。说出他一生的经历。
And this verse has talked about his whole life.
而且在宣告他跟神之间的关系。
And then he was proclaiming the relationship he had with his God.
而且他跟以色列人再来谈到这一句话的时候。
As he was sharing this with the Israelites.
展现在他前面的日子里
and it's revealing what's ahead of him.
他仍然说我还是要侍奉耶和华
and he's still saying that he will serve the Lord.
而且是必定侍奉耶和华
and even more so, he said, we will serve the Lord.
所以侍奉耶和华这一句话
so this sentence that serving the Lord
不仅仅是一句话而已
not just a phrase.
是他过去一生的经历
It's also his life experience
而且他怕将来也仍然是他的目标
Unto the future is also his goal
所以这一句话成为耶稣雅一生活着的目的
So this verse becomes the purpose of his whole life
也是他生活的中心
And the focus of his life
啊这一句话是耶稣雅说的
So even though spoken by Joshua
但当今天你我来读的时候
But you and I read this today
是否这一句话也成为我们的心愿
This verse also becomes our heart
他说至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华
That as for me and my household we will serve the Lord
我们再把这一节圣经再读一下啊，但是读的时候呢，请你把我改成另外一个词。
But as we read it this time, we will change the word me and mine into another word.
把这个我，把你的名字放进去。
We will just replace our name onto that.
我先念一下啊。至于林启文和林启文家我们必定侍奉耶和华
But as for Emil and Emil's household we will serve the Lord
好能不能弟兄姊妹我们轻轻的念好吧我们念在主的面前
We will just read it to God
把这个我改成我的名字改成你的名字
Changing the me and mine into our name
预备来
that as for Eniel and Eniel's household, we will serve the Lord.
很不习惯啊。
Probably not used to this.
但是如果我知道我来侍奉神是我的心声。
But if we realize that serving God is our life goal,
这是一件大事。
It's a great thing.
多弟兄姊妹们，你们喜欢不喜欢这一节的圣经？
I don't know, brother and sister, you like this verse or not.
或者你成佛用这一节的圣经来祷告。
Or you ever pray with this verse?
我自己很喜欢这节圣经。
I myself like this verse a lot.
那我也曾用这节圣经祷告过。
And I have prayed with this verse.
而且不止一次。
Not only one time.
很多次。
Many times.
这样的祷告的时候，是说明我的心愿摆在神的面前。
And I putting my heart before God with this verse.
所以当一个人要来侍奉神的时候
So when a person wants to serve God
他一定有一个起点
It must have a starting point
我们可以经历很多神的恩典
We can experience many grace from God
我们可以享受神很多的祝福
We can receive many blessings from God
但是当你我要来侍奉的时候
As you and I want to serve God
有一个起点
There must be a starting point.
那个起点是要把我们自己献上。
And that starting point is to dedicate our lives to God.
所以奉献的心智何等的宝贵。
And the heart to dedicate ourselves is very precious.
保罗在罗马书十二章第一节这样说。
In Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 1, Paul said,
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That brothers, I will encourage you.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
To offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
Holy.
是神所喜悦的。
And pleasing to God.
下面就说你们如此侍奉。
As you are doing this.
是理所当然的。
It's only reasonable.
所以当我们讲到要来侍奉神的时候，一定要把自己献上。
So as we want to serve God, we must first dedicate ourselves.
要把我们的主权交在神的手里面。
Giving the lordship to God.
好让他可以教导我们来侍奉他。
So that he can teach us how to serve him.
刚才我们读的这一节的圣经，我们可以分成三个段落。
In the verse we just read, we can separate into three sections.
第一，我必定侍奉耶和华。
The first is, we will serve the Lord.
第二是，我家必定侍奉耶和华。
The second is, my household will serve the Lord.
第三，我们，这个我们就是我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
And the third is we, and including myself and my household, will serve the Lord.
所以当我们要来侍奉的时候，有一个人很重要。
So as we come to serve, there's one person is very important.
那个人就是我。
And that person is me.
我这个人必须是相信神的人。
And as for me, this person must believe in God.
我必须是被神得者的人。
And I must be hold on to by God.
而且我也是愿意把自己奉献给神的人。
And I'm also willing to dedicate myself to God.
那么我该侍奉神。
Then I can serve the Lord.
再由我这一个人来影响到我的家。
And then this person myself can then affect my household.
那这一个人或许是丈夫。
And this person may be the husband.
或许是妻子。
Maybe the wife.
因为有些人是丈夫信主，妻子没有信主。
Because some the husband had believed, but the wife had not.
有些是妻子信主，丈夫没有信主。
But some were the wives who believed, but the husband had not.
这一位的我一定要来影响这个家。
But this person, myself, must affect the household.
要把这个恩典带到这个家里。
To bring the grace into the family.
有些人蒙神格外的恩典。
Some have extra grace from God.
当他们进入家庭的时候，他们都是信主的神的儿女。
That they enter into the household as both being Christians.
那这个家，这个我家又会再扩大出去。
And then the household will continue to grow.
啊，神赐给我们孩子。
That God give us children.
使我们的家从我变成两个人，那变成三个、四个或更多。
The household starting from one and then become two or four and many more.
所以必须有一个人愿意。我来侍奉神。
Must have this person first willing to come and serve God.
那再从我的家也愿意来侍奉神。
And then my household then also willing to serve God.
这一段的日子。
In these days.
我们看见有很多弟兄姊妹愿意把他的孩子们奉献给神。
We've seen a lot of families are willing to dedicate their infant to God.
我们也看见教会中的青少年。
We also see the youth in our church.
他们实在是在神格外的眷顾他们。
And God has extra grace and care upon them.
我又想到我的孩子到大陆去工作。
And I also remember my child went to China to work there.
我就想到说我家。必定侍奉耶和华。
And I thought about my household will serve the Lord.
当孩子在我们父母身边的时候，
When the children are still with the parents,
我们怎么带他们？
How do we guide them?
有一天孩子会离开我们。
One day the children will leave us.
我们怎样对待我们的孩子？
How do we treat our children then?
有些人没有肉身的孩子。
And some may not have biological children.
但是有属灵的孩子。
But they do have spiritual children.
教会中有很多的孩子。
There are many children in the church.
也是我们要关怀的对象。
That we need to care for.
所以当孩子们在我们身边的时候，
So when the children are around us,
我想从圣经中用两个例子来看。
We can use two examples from the Bible to look at that.
摩西生下来。
As Moses was born.
在希伯来书告诉我们说，他的父母。
In Hebrew it tells us his parents.
不是只有摩西的母亲，也包括摩西的父亲。
Not only just the mother of Moses, but also the father of Moses.
他说见这个孩子俊美。
When they see that the child is have a work like,
他们就因着信，他们把他们的盼望放在神的上面。
And by faith, they put their hope before God.
把摩西藏了三个月。
And they hid the child for 3 months.
这三个月是危险的日子。
And those 3 months is a very dangerous time for them.
因为法老的那个权势要击杀以色列中的男子。
Because the power of Pharaoh wants to kill all the male child.
但是有一对的夫妻保守这个孩子。
But then this couple, they have preserved the child.
直到藏不住的时候，他们就把他的母亲，摩西的母亲就把他放在河里面去。
But to the time that they cannot hide it anymore, so the mother put the child in on the river.
那这个孩子后来成了法老女儿的儿子。
And this child became the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
当这个法老的女儿看见摩西的时候，
And Pharaoh's daughter saw Moses.
把他从水里面救上来。
And saved him from the water.
摩西的姐姐。
The sister of Moses
就告诉法老的女儿说
went to tell the Pharaoh's daughter
我可不可以去找一个希伯来人的妇人来当这个孩子的奶妈
He said, can I find a Hebrew woman to become the nursing mother of this child
来乳养这个孩子
so that I can nurse him
这个法老女儿说可以
and the daughter said yes
摩西的姐姐就去把她的母亲带到她的跟前。
So the sister Moses then brought the mother to before them.
那法老尼尔说，把这个孩子托给摩西的母亲来抚养。
So Pharaoh's daughter then entrusted this Moses to that mother.
直到这个孩子长大了。
Until he grew up.
他带到法老女儿的跟前。
That brought before the daughter of Pharaoh.
弟兄姊妹，这一段的时间有多久？
Brother and sister, how long is this period of time then?
不知道。
We don't know.
但是这一对的父母。
But this couple,
或是这一位的母亲,
or this mother,
她知道时间紧迫,
she knows that time is short.
她知道日子不多,
that that's not a lot of time.
尽她所能的来抚养这个孩子,
and she spent all her time to nurse this child.
不仅仅照顾他的身体,
not only looking after his physical body,
更是要把他们所侍奉的神种在这个孩子的里面。
But also to plant the God that they believe in into this child.
我们不知道他们怎么做。
We don't know how they did that.
但是摩西在皇宫的里面。
But when Moses was in the palace.
也不知道他有没有机会再跟他的父母亲见面。
We don't know if he still have opportunity to see his
parents. 但是圣经上说他长大了。
But the Bible said he grew up.
就不肯称为法老尼尔的儿子。
And did not want to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
他说宁可跟省的百姓同受苦。
But rather to suffer together with the people of Israel.
这个孩子他跟省有一个关系。
And this is a relationship he had with God.
我想这位的母亲在他那个抚养他的一段的日子投下了何等重要的关键。
I think the key is what this mother had planted onto this child during that time.
另外还有一位的母亲叫哈娜。
There's another mother, his name is Hannah.
这位的哈娜是跟神求来的，得到了一个撒母耳。
And Hannah had pleaded with God to, then she had this son.
等到她得到了撒母耳。
After she had the son Samuel.
她就没有再上会幕里面去敬拜神。
She did not go to the temple to worship God then.
她在家中乳养撒母耳。
But at the home that she is nursing Samuel.
直到断奶的时候。
Until the child was weaned.
弟兄姊妹，在希伯来人的那个风俗里面，一个孩子断奶是三祖岁。
And in the Hebrew tradition, to be weaned, a child would be about 3 years old.
所以哈娜抓住这三年的时间来抚养这个孩子。
So Hannah used this 3 years time to guide this little child.
为他祷告。
To pray for him.
把这个行神迹的神要像一个种子一样，福音的种子一样种在撒母耳的里面。
And he planted into the heart of Samuel this God of miracles.
三年过去了。
After 3 years,
他把孩子带到会幕以利那边去。
He brought the child into the temple before Eli.
他把这个孩子奉献给神。
And she dedicated this child to God.
三岁的孩子。
Only 3 years old.
母亲就把他托给以利。
And the mother entrusts this child to Eli.
以后她就跟她的先生回家去。
Later on, she went back home with her husband.
对母亲或者对这个父亲实在很难。
To the mother or even to the father, it's very difficult.
但是她每年会上会幕里面来敬拜神。
But every year they will come to the temple to worship God.
那是哈娜唯一可以见到孩子的时候。
That's the only time Hannah will be able to see her son.
她的母亲，她说每年为她做一件小外袍。
So the mother, every year she will make a jacket.
同着丈夫上 来献年祭的时候带来给他。
And every year she will come with her husband and bring the jacket to the child.
当这位的母亲看见孩子不在她的身边。
So when the mother see that the child was not with her,
她只能为他祷告。
She can only pray for him.
她只能在那关心这个孩子。
She can only care about him.
她当这一年来看到她的儿子的时候。
And can only see her once a year.
她看孩子长到多大了。
And can see how old, how big the child has grown to into.
回去了。
Then she will go back home.
第二年再来。
And come back the second year.
她再想想这个孩子大概有多大了。
And she will think about how big this child will be.
再做外袍带去送给他。
And then we'll make another jacket and to take it to him.
一面关心他身体的长大。
And one side care for the physical growth of the body.
一面看看这个孩子在神面前的光景。
And also concern about the relationship this child had with God.
能做的为他祷告。
That she can pray for him.
为他祷告。
Just pray for him.
这两位实在是个属灵了不起的母亲。
These are two great mothers.
那在圣经里面，我们有看见两位伟大的属灵的父亲。
And also in the New Testament, we can see two great spiritual fathers.
一个是保罗，一位是保罗。
And one is Paul.
他有属灵的孩子提名的，有提摩太、提摩太、提多、阿尼西姆。
And he has spiritual sons. Those were named in the Bible. There's Timothy, Titus, and Onesimus.
彼得有一个属灵的儿子是 Mark.
Peter has a spiritual son named Mark.
他们都伟大，把这些年轻人、这些孩子们带到神的面前。
And they are so great that they can bring these children to God.
他们经历神。
And they can experience.
他们被神得着。
So that they can be received by God.
而且他们神也来使用他们。
And God also used them.
那么今天我们神也把我们建立一个家。
And God also created a home for us.
那神也给我们孩子。
And God gave us children.
有些人有机会在会中把他们的孩子献给神。
Some have opportunity to dedicate their children to God and the church.
有些人没有机会，但是他们在私下、在暗中把他们的孩子也献给神。
Some may not have the opportunity, but quietly they also dedicate their children.
如果你愿意的话，我们也可以把我们的孩子献在神的手里。
If you're willing, we can also dedicate our children to into the hands of God.
圣经告诉我们说。孩子是耶和华赐给我们的产业。
The Bible tells us the children are the inheritance given to us by God.
这句话说孩子是属于我们的。
This children belong to us.
但是当弟兄姊妹，你我把孩子献给神的时候
，But brother and sister, when we dedicate our children to God,
我们必须认识孩子也是属于神的。
But we must know that the children also belong to God.
因为你献上了。
Because you have dedicated them.
这是大事。
This is a great thing.
但是因为孩子还小。
But the children are still small.
他不像撒母耳在会幕里面来侍奉神。
They may not be like Samuel serving in the temple.
神再把孩子再交给我们来抚养。
That God will then entrust the children to us so that we can guide them.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么来看这个孩子？
Brother and sister, how are you going to treat these children?
这是你的孩子。
These are your children.
但是也是神的孩子。
But also children of God.
那么这一个责任。
And this responsibility.
实在极其的重大。
It's very of great importance.
因为这孩子从幼小一直要经过孩童、青少年到少年时期。
Because they must go through this, the childhood and then adolescent into youth and adult.
大概二十年的日子。
Maybe about 20 years.
我们比哈拿好很多。
We have it was much better off than Hannah.
她呢只有三年的岁月。
Hannah only had three years.
我们在这个将近二十年的日子。
In these 20 years,
父母亲扮演的角色太重要。
It's such an important role that parents.
如果我们要我家都侍奉神。
If you want our household to serve the Lord,
那我们做父母的必须认识这一位的神。
And as parents, we must know this Lord.
我们必须要来爱这一位的神。
We must love this Lord.
我们必须要来侍奉这一位的神。
We must first serve this God.
这样的话，我们会把所信的神带到带给我们的孩子。
Then we can take the God we trust in into our child's life.
而且我们要来读神的话。
And we must also read the Word of God.
我们要用神的标准来教导我们的孩子。
To teach them with God's standard.
特别今天在美国。
Especially in America.
不知道标准在哪里。
We don't know where are the standards.
但是如果能够把神的话给孩子们。
But if we can give the word of God to the children,
让他们知道标准在神的话语上。
So that they know the standard is on the word of God.
这是何等的重要。
It's so important.
而且当孩子们在这个成长的过程。
And as the children grow,
的确带给我们许多的欢乐。
They will bring us a lot of joyful time.
但是也带给我们很多的伤痛。
It may also bring us a lot of sorrows.
特别是孩子们生病的时候。
Especially when the children they were sick.
啊，做父母的实在何等的焦虑。
And we will be very worried about it.
但是神还是会保守。
But then God will still preserve.
那我们做父母的最重要的是孩子们在跟神之间的关系。
But the most important thing is the relationship the children have with God.
我们所信的神，我们所侍奉的神，是不是也成为孩子们的神？
The God we believe in, will they become the God of our children?
我们父母要有好多好多的担子。
That we will must carry many burdens.
为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
甚至于流泪祷告。
Maybe pray for them with tears.
甚至于禁食祷告。
Even pray for them as
prayer. 盼望我们的孩子们能够向着神而去。
So these children will be turning toward God.
盼望我们所信的神也成为他们主观所经历的神。
And this God that we believe in will also become to the God that they believe in.
如果孩子们能够跟神连在一起。
If the children can be connected to God.
他在神的手里何等的安全。
Then they will be so safe in the hands of God.
这是我们父母亲的责任。
This is the responsibility of the parents.
但是在这一段的日子。
But during this time.
我们投进太多太多父母亲的爱。
We put in a lot of love from the parents.
那我们要知道，有一天孩子们长大了会离开我们。
We know that one day the children will grow up, they will leave.
我们在这一段的日子，我们会知道孩子是属于我们。
At that time, well, during that time, we think that the children belong to us.
他们表好的时候，我们高兴。
And we are happy when they are good.
他们光景不好的时候，我们难过。
And we'll be sad when their situation is not good.
但是神也要教导我们。
But God also wants to teach us.
你不是曾经把孩子现在神的献给神吗？
Then we have, haven't we dedicated our children to God?
他要让我们知道孩子不仅仅是属于父母的。
So that we know the children not only belong to the parents.
孩子也是属于神的。
The children also belong to God.
我们肯不肯放手？
Can we let go?
让神来引导他前面的道路。
So that God can lead them on their way ahead.
我想我们会忘记。
Sometimes we will forget.
我自己就是忘记。
And I myself forget.
这一次，新民到上海去工作。
This time, Sun Yin went to China, Shanghai to work there.
我们最后一天，我们在一起祷告。
And the last day, we were praying together.
祷告是祷告了。
Yes, we have prayed.
但是心里的担子太沉重。
But then we are have a heavy in our heart with the burden.
不知道这个孩子到了那边会怎样。
We don't know what will happen to this child when he got there.
所以当清晨起来祷告。
So in the morning we were praying.
在祷告中
During the prayer
有一个意念进到心灵里头
A thought came into my heart
他说这个孩子也是属于我
It said this child also belonged to me
不仅仅是你们父母的
Not only to you as parents
也是我的
It's also mine
当这个意念进到心灵里头
So as this thought came into my heart
忽然里面有一个担子卸掉了
All of a sudden the burden was laid down
忘记了曾经把孩子们献在神的面前
Forgot that we have dedicated our child to God
那主来教导说孩子是属于神
That God is teaching that the child belongs to God
你来侍奉我，那么能在祷告上与我同工，来为他祷告。
Can you serve me to co-work with me to pray for this child?
以前是在你们的手中。
Before it was in your hands.
今天在主他的神的手里面。
Now it's in the hands of the one who saved him.
所以我就有一个祷告。
So then I have that one prayer.
他说：“天父，我感谢你。
”Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
圣灵啊，我感谢你。
Holy Spirit, I thank you.
感谢三而一的神。
So thank this God of Trinity.
把孩子，你把孩子赐给我们做产业。
You have given us this child as the inheritance.
如今时候到了
Now the time is here
是归还给你的时候
It's the time to return that back to you
因为他是属于你的
Because he belongs to you
神啊
God
我将孩子献上还给你
Now I dedicate the child back to you
感谢你赐给我们抚养的岁月
Thank you for the years that we can raise him up
如今作为他肉身父亲的我
Now as the physical father
恳求你照着你的计划引导他前面的道路
I pray that you will continue to lead his way before him
使他与你有生命深入的联合
So that he will be closely connected to you in his life
在神的家中就是教会成为贵重的器皿
That will, he will become a noble instrument in your church
或金或银或宝石
Gold, silver or precious stones
在神国中成为基督的精兵
To become a soldier in your kingdom
在你工作的轨迹上成为一块踏脚石
And in your work will become a stepping stone
你可以踏在其上使你的旨意得以往前
That you can stand upon the stone that your will be accomplished
神啊让他在他的世代里
May he in his time
成为一个榜样一盏明灯
That he will become examples to become a light
求你垂听我的祈求
May you hear my prayer
奉主耶稣的圣名
In Jesus Christ's name
弟兄姊妹当有这一个祷告以后
Brother and sister, once I had this prayer
发现在前面对孩子的祷告进入另外的一个情况。
That in some day that, that days on, my prayer for the child would become different.
以往是我们父母亲做主。
And before is we are the one who make decision.
今天是神在孩子身上做主。
Now God is making decision for this child.
我们也要继续的在祷告中与主同工。
That we need to continue to pray and co-work with the Lord.
叫孩子能终身侍立在神的面前。
That this child will stand before God in the rest of his life.
像哈拿一样。
Just like Hannah.
注意撒母耳的成长。
That looking at the growth of Samuel.
继续为他祷告。
Continue to pray for him.
只有把这个祷告摆在神的面前。
Only when we turn this prayer before God.
神要亲自引导他。
God will guide him himself.
引导我们的孩子们往前走。
To lead our child to go forward.
教会中的青少年。
To the young people in among us.
他们也实在需要我们为他们祷告。
They also need our prayer.
在这个成长中
so in their growth,
特别是当他们进入青少年的时候
as they enter into the youth,
那个背叛的时期
and many rebellious things may come up,
实在需要我们有很多个眼泪的祷告
and need a lot of our prayer with tears.
弟兄姊妹，我们可不可以我们用一点多时间我们为我们的孩子，我们也为着神家中的孩子祷告。
Brother, sister, can we use some time to pray for our children, and also for the young people in our church?
求主保守他们。
May God preserve them.
求主得着他们。
To get a hold of them.
求主让他们在一个很好的，在神的家中里的环境中可以长大。
That they can grow in a church, in this church.
可以认识神。
To know about God.
就是我当我想到以利他所处的那一个士师时代。
And when I thought about Eli and during his time.
个人任意而行的时候。
That as people just do things as a.
哪里有神真实的话语？
There's no word of God coming out.
圣经说以利当士师。
And as Eli as the judge.
耶和华的言语稀少
that there's not a lot of word from God
整个大地听不见神的话语
the whole earth cannot hear the word of God
在腓力那里虽然是耶和华的言语稀少
in the tabernacle there's no, not word from God
但是还是有神的话语
but there's still word from God
哈拿的母亲相信神跟把他孩子交在这一道环境里
and Hannah as mother she turned this child into this kind of situation
让他可以听见神的话语
so that he can hear the word of God
今天在神的家
today in the family of God
许多服侍的弟兄姊妹们在那里服侍他们
and many those who are serving them
他们把神的话语教导他们
to teach him the word of God
父母亲在家里也带他们一同读神的话语
and parents are leading them to study the word of God at home
你们这些神家中的下一代啊
And these, you who are the next generation of this church
请你们珍惜这一段宝贵的日子
I hope that you will treasure this period of time
请你们珍惜神给你们有这样的好的环境
That you will treasure that the such a good environment that God put you in
但愿能够效法你们父母亲的教宗
That you will learn from the footsteps of your parents.
效法教会中许多那些年长的他们的脚踪
To learn from the footsteps of those who are older in church.
让他们的神成你们的神
So that God will become your God.
我为你们感谢神
I thank you for God, thank for you to God.
说的不好一点，我嫉妒你们
And another, negatively, I kind of envy you.
因为在你们这一段的日子我们有机会
Because during that time period, I don't have this opportunity.
在教会中受到很好的待遇栽培。
That we are being helped in the church.
但愿你们能够像撒母耳一样珍惜珍惜这一段的日子。
I hope that you'll be like Samuel to treasure this period of time.
让这段青少年孩童进入到青少年离开父母之前这一段的日子蒙神格外的保守。
That during this time before they leave the parents that God will protect them.
我们下面用点时间一起祷告。
Now we just use some time to pray together.
是跟祭弟兄为我们这些做父母的为我们的孩子们是吧为神家中的孩子们祷告
We ask Reverend Feng and Brother Peter to pray for our children
我们常常我们来到你的面前主啊，我们愿意爱你，主啊，我们爱我们的弟兄，主啊，我们也爱我们不但爱我们的儿女，我们也爱其他弟兄姊妹的儿女，主啊，我们实在不觉得这是年轻年幼的，你赐给我们这许多的美好的这个产业，我们看见每一个许多的小孩子都是可爱的，都是美丽的，也并且都是就很聪明的，
做啊，
是吧，保守自己，
是的，是的，
孩子们能够在你的教养之下，也是叫做父母的给他们的力量，给他们智慧，好让他们知道如何的把儿女带到主耶稣的面前，
主耶稣，
你是我们的老师，你也是我们的救主，是吧，你也是现在我们的教母，也是要牵着我们的生命，也牵着我们的生命，我们有时候不知道怎么做，但是若是认识你，是吧，有你我们救主教母，有你我们就有生命，有你我们就有生命，我们恭恭敬敬地把这一个你的家庭也是我们的家恭敬地献在你的面前，求主祝福，求主带领，求主复兴，不但用你的宝血来遮盖我们，也求主常常用你的活泼的话，圣灵的所赐的话语赏给我们，也愿求圣灵充满我们，运行在我们的当中，让我们能够活出你的荣美，靠不住耶稣基督的圣灵。
阿门。
天父，我们在你自己的聚集里面，我们宣告你的圣灵。我们在从我们今天早上到你面前来。说我们在这里能够向你求告的时候，说你在这里说，因为我们在这里到捆绑在天上的捆绑世界和现在的救主他们，我在地上要释放在天上有释放的实际，我们相信你自己既然动了这个善功，就会成全这功之道的日子，我们是带着你自己给我们的信来到我们面前，我们相信你是做工的主，你也叫我们进到你的安息，所以我们感谢我们赞美你，在你自己的面前叫我们为我们自己的孩子，为你自己在这个聚会中所有弟兄姊妹的孩子，在这个是你自己的家中所有的年轻青少年们，说我们为他们祈求，说求你先为我们自己先向你祈求，求你让我们跟你的关系很好，叫我们能够跟你连接的合适，就叫我们在你的面前能够被你磨成你的性格，能够好做孩子们的榜样。
是的。
只能叫我们跟孩子说，只要叫他们效法我们，跟我们效法你一样。
是的。
主啊，求你叫我们不要划定界限，求你给我们一个分界的人，叫我们不要把你以外的东西给孩子。要让我们跟随世界，跟随自己的肉体，就像我们在你面前不乖的时候一样，请你赦免我，
主耶稣，
我们向你悔改，叫我们心思改变，给我们一个又新又活的路，叫我们能够在这里成了你自己的见证，就像当时你托约书亚告诉你自己的百姓一样，神是圣洁的神，主啊，我们感谢，我们侍奉的乃是你自己，我们不是侍奉你以外的东西，主，我们谢谢你叫我们有这样的一个心愿，我们也在这里向你祈求，因着你的怜悯，因着你的慈爱，因着你的全能，主啊，真的在这里我们为那些在家庭中有缺有欠的这个家庭向你祷告，
主啊，
因为你配搭这个身子，把越发的体面加给那一个有确切的肢体。
是的，
你就叫我们能够在你面前也说，至于我和我家都已侍奉耶和华。
是的，
这是你的意思。
嗯，
你也是我们的心愿。
错，
愿你这是一个成就，在地如同在天。
嗯，
愿在我们每一个家庭里面，你掌权，你居首位。
嗯，
就因着你的信实，你的彰显，就叫我们都能服服的在你面前称你为主，让你做主，叫我们能够把身体献上，当作活祭，如此的侍奉是理所当然。
是，
我们敬拜你，我们感谢，感谢你今天早上召聚我们，叫我们在你面前一个悔改的心。我叫我们在你面前能够顺服你，能够信靠你，在你以外我们别无所求。我们感谢祈求祷告都是奉耶稣基督的
阿们。因此呢，我们把耶稣雅记那一句话我们再一起念一次啊。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。